Rouse, rouse, my lazy myrmidons, and muster up our tribe. See how the factious fancy stands to trim or cross the tide. Invite 'em to my vouting school, the saints for freedom tell, how they may live without control with me at Camberwell. There all provision shall be made to entertain the best, old Mother Cresswell of our trade, for to rub down our guests. 300 of the briskest dames in park or field e'er fell, whose amorous eyes shall charm the flames of saints at Camberwell. For my own spending I will keep of boys 300 more. They are to my appetite more sweet than bod or buxom whore. The Turk's seraglio will revive, he sinks so fast for hell. Our English Turks may pot and thrive with me at Camberwell. That sacred place shall tempt his grace once more from friends to fall. He'll leave these new-found sweets to trace both Moor Park and Whitehall. For Grey and Tomt shall be their home to kiss secure and dwell, where airy lass shall have his grace in my sweet Camberwell. Patience shall from the cock-loft creep and here have free access to swear and drink, to whore and sleep, such virtues we profess. While his pots of venison he took for priests may sell, his amber necklaces make known our saints at Camberwell. Player may meet his mistress here sometime, Sir Robert's wife. They free from care in joys may share, it may prolong one's life. That daring gibbet for my gate, I'll tear him down to rights, because no emblems of ill fate shall fright our amorous knights. Argyle and Lobb and Ferguson and all absconding saints may safely to their Saviour come and taste our sweet contents. Our largest rooms to frisk and sport, beds round and curtains drawn, the life and scene of Venus' court excelling England's throne. All naked round the room will dance, fine limbs and shapes to show, in pairs by candlelight advance, in dazzling postures go. Here every man obtains his choice, sister, madame, or Nell. We'll have papillion and do boys to my sweet Camberwell.